All right, in an instant, an auto accident can put you in the worst financial position of your life. It's an absolute must. You got to hire the right lawyer. You're going to make sure that your insurance companies pay you what you are owed. Injury attorney David Femininio and his team, they are exactly who you need to call. They have been making insurance companies pay for over 30 years. They're going to help you with your case as well. David is ready to speak to you personally. Right now, 855-65-CRASH. That's 855-65-CRASH, or you simply go to the website, getdavidgetpaid.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Do you know the Tigers win total? Jeff, do you know?
Is it like 71?
No. It's 80.5.
That's surprising.
Will the Tigers have a winning or losing record is your over-under. But here's what I wanted to bring up, and it really involves you, the people. Forget about the win total in Vegas. Set your own line. That at what point would the, what number would make you feel like the year was a success? See, a lot of things happen in a baseball season. It's really hard to say win division or failure. Things can happen. I mean, God forbid, but you've seen this. I mean, last year the Marlins made a huge run, right? Sandy Alcantara blew out TJ, Tommy John. They lost three other pitchers. Yuri Perez now has elbow inflammation, is probably headed for Tommy John. Mm-hmm. Their rotation has died. Mm-hmm. Their year is now largely in peril.
Right.
The Tigers... something bad could happen. So I'm saying in general that if all things remain as is, generally good health, generally consistent pitching, 80 or 81 wins is not success to me. They won 78 last year. I want to know what it would take for people, regardless of whether it won the division or not. What is success for this Tigers team that 48 hours from right now, literally right mm-hmm. now, 7 after the hour, it's going to be first pitch. What is that number?
For me, Mike, that number is probably 86. 86 means you're in the race. It means you're interesting. It means you have a chance.
Probably means you're within 2, 3, 4 games of the Twins or you won the division.
Correct.
Yeah, I'm with you there.
86 means, okay, don't get us until Lions preseason. 86 wins means you're taking us into September. You know what it is? You're exactly what you're doing with the Wings right now. Maybe one day you're in the playoff race, one day you're out.
Mm-hmm.
But you're interested. You're following it. You're hanging on every game.
But here's the other question. Do the fans even have a standard? See, I think Tiger fans have a problem on their hands. Tiger fans' problem is they don't have any standards.
So you get angry when I say that.
No, I get angry that it's true. I don't get angry that you say it. I don't think you as fans hold this team to any barometer. You know, Rico considers you a bunch of hillbillies who just put on a tank top, rip Marlboro Reds, and pound daiquiris. That's what Rico thinks of you as Tiger fans.
You may get more excited about opening day and dinner menus. I don't know. But I don't know. I don't think it's wins, but I think at 86 wins.
I just feel, yeah, at a certain point, you have to, it has to begin looking like an improved product, a winning product. The over-under in Vegas to me is not going to be the barometer of success. It has to be something much higher. I'm with Rico, mid-80s. You know, can you give me an 85 and 77 record? That's not great, but I think it puts you in the conversation or potentially
I mean, think about how
wins it.
Think about how invested but angry Wings fans are because you expect something because you're so close.
Mm-hmm.
If the Tigers did this same thing months from now, we're in September, and we're talking about guys, they're a game and a half out of the last wild card spot with seven games to go.
Yeah.
That's a win, whether they make it or not. That's a win because you've now played. It means you probably didn't stumble out the gate in April like you normally do.
You know what's interesting? The win total's 80 and a half, right? What I brought up yesterday would bridge that gap. Meaning, let's say the Tigers are exactly what Vegas thinks they are. Let's say they're 80 or 81, right? I brought up my biggest issues with this offseason are didn't add a veteran bat I cared about. I used Matt Chapman as the example. And I will never understand Max Clark over Wyatt Langford in the draft. Wyatt Langford is now breaking camp with the Rangers, a World Series team, and he's going to start in left field.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
The projected WAR for Wyatt Langford's 2.5. The projected WAR for Matt Chapman on aggregate is about 5. That's about a 5-game improvement from what you currently roster. That would get you to the 85. Mm-hmm. So it's weird how the number you threw out kind of lines up with how much better I think they would have been had they done anything of note. I'm sorry, but Mark Canha and a Frankenstein at third base, it's not acceptable. But I would like to know. And if you want to call about Lions draft stuff, God bless, go ahead. Maybe you went back and listened to our Pistons topic. Go for it. But baseball is 48 hours away. And I just don't understand the lack of a standard. Even with the Wings and the blessed Holy Virgin Mary, a.k.a. Steve Yzerman, there was a standard this year where I would say 75% of Wings fans that are the non-Steve bots said they must make the playoffs. It is time.
Mm-hmm.
How is there no standard for Scott Harris and the Detroit Tigers in arguably the worst division in baseball, a team that's been bad for a decade, and they didn't do anything this offseason?
See, I think that's just it, Mike, because they have been bad for a decade. Because it's unfortunate. It's the same thing you're seeing with the Pistons. After a while, apathy kicks in, and now you're just, okay, going to the game is just about an experience. Can we go and see a certain player play for an opposing team? Let's go for a cheap date, whatever it is. It's not because you want to go see your actual home team. You want to go down there and witness your team winning because they have a chance at winning. When you go to a Tigers game, you hope they win.
Well,
you hope that you get to feel good when you leave the ballpark.
And I openly admit this, like there's no pretense. We run a business. Tigers are good for business when they're good. I want them to be good. I love baseball. I know I'm going to be stuck watching them most nights. I'd like the Tigers to be good, both from a business standpoint and just a quality of life standpoint. I don't hide my motivations here. But I just get tired of this team having no standard. They just get to float. This offseason was such a joke to me. All that money came off the books. You didn't even spend it all.
I was expecting. I bought into it. I thought Scott Harris was just going to go out there like a drunken sailor.
Nope.
I'm going to take this one and this one and give me one of those. Nope. You know what? Screw it. Give me one of those as well. Put it all together.
You got Lions draft month from today. What do you want to wake up to? You know, who did they take in the first round, position group or player? And I'm happy to get into this Tiger deal because the over-under is 80.5. And I'm sorry, anything around that over-under is not success.
No.
Now, I'm not expecting any of you to care because I don't know if any of you can name five Tigers. But the point I'm making is there should be more of a standard in this town.
If you can get to where the Wings are now, or just think about the Lions, not last season.
Get to September with a bite at the apple.
Right. Not the Lions last season, but the season before last, where you didn't know if they were going to make the playoffs or not.
I like that.
It was that final week, and you're like, man, if this happens, then they can. And they didn't. But this city was invested, and they cared about every game. Instead, I don't want to just throw away the Tigers. Well, it's now August, and we turn our attention to football.
I'm with you. There needs to be an extension of it where we get to Labor Day, where we get into September, and we're talking excitement for the Lions, excitement for college football, excitement for the Tigers. There needs to be a standard.
Right.
And mind you, we're not saying 90, 95, 100, division or bust. No one is saying that. Think about how low the bar is. When I say you must make a tangible improvement, can I get in the mid-80s? Can I get 85, 86, 87 wins? I'm sorry. I mean, Rico, I get burnt out on it where I'm going, what is the point of this if you're not trying to win? And if I have to hear another, oh, well, Scott Harris is building it for the future, that is a soft-serve translator of saying, I'm not trying right now. Winning and losing is of no consequence. I'm under no pressure.
Yep, I got nothing.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.